Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, October 14th, 2025, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Investor news breaks, deal flow events to host 2025 PIPES conference at Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood, Florida. Deal flow events will host the PIPES conference on November 12th, 13th, 2025, at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida, bringing together public issuers, investors, and industry leaders for 2 days of expert panels, private meetings, and high-level networking. The event will feature sessions on regulatory developments, market trends, and transaction strategies, with insights from top firms including Loeb & Loeb, Shepard Mullin, Maxim Group, and Roth Capital Partners. Attendees will engage in presentations and roundtables covering topics such as PIPES in de-SPAC deals, crypto-related investments, valuation practices, and the evolving regulatory landscape. For more information and a list of upcoming events, please visit dealflowevents.com.
American Friends Service Committee launches historic Hispanic celebrity PSA campaign, Immigrants Make Our Communities Stronger. The American Friends Service Committee, AFSC, has launched a historic Hispanic celebrity PSA campaign titled Immigrants Make Our Communities Stronger. This bilingual, nonpartisan initiative features trusted voices from entertainment and activism to highlight the contributions of immigrants and counter harmful narratives. Nearly half of the U.S. foreign-born workforce is Latino, driving key sectors and contributing to 80% of the U.S. labor force growth. The campaign, supported by cultural leaders like Dolores Huerta, aims to humanize immigrant communities and advocate for equitable immigration policies. Latino immigrants represent 52% of all Latino-owned employer businesses, and Hispanic-owned firms employ 3 million workers nationwide. Immigrants paid $579 billion in U.S. taxes in 2022, including $96.7 billion from undocumented immigrants. This powerful campaign aims to remind everyone that immigrants are an integral part of America's fabric.
Copper retreats as Trump hints at new severe tariffs on China. Last month, Mexico announced plans to raise tariffs on auto parts and vehicle imports from countries like China, surging to 50% to protect industry jobs. Analysts suggest this move may also be to appease President Trump. Copper exploration companies such as Aston Bay Holdings Limited will be monitoring the market closely for potential impacts.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.